This is your host, Jessica Ortner. By listening to this interview, you agree to the terms located at thetappingsolution.com/disclaimer. We hope this interview helps you become a healthier and a happier you. Debt can feel like a shameful secret. If you're struggling with debt, you're not alone. With mortgages, credit card balances, and student loans, the average American household carries over $200,000 in debt. Having debt is not just a financial burden, but it carries heavy emotional consequences, which when not addressed, leaves us feeling overwhelmed and often resentful. The anxiety that often comes with even looking at this problem robs us from the ability to be resourceful and innovative. Problem solving is nearly impossible when emotions are weighing heavy on our shoulders. So our time together today is about lightening that load, financially and emotionally. To teach us how, we will be speaking to Margaret Lynch from margaretmlynch.com. The Wall Street Journal calls her the Wealth Manifestation Authority. Margaret has X-ray vision for seeing the fears and limiting beliefs that keep success-minded people limited in their money and personal power. She is the author of a great book called Tapping into Wealth. It is a joy to have her. Welcome, Margaret.
Thank you, Jessica.
Well, this is a big topic because so many people are in this problem of debt. And I want to start off by just talking about the emotional implications of debt. And what difference does the tapping actually make? You know, why should someone take the time to listen to this?
Yes, don't stop listening now, right? Because we know that at the end of this session, your debt isn't going to have magically disappeared, right? But by shifting the emotion and even the nervous system reaction that you have around your debt can change everything forever. And so there's healing that's coming for you. And there's also a massive shift in your energy that is going to lead to miracles on the other side. So, you know, that's not a lot to promise in one session. but stay with us because, you know, it's sitting down to look at, you know, most people would say, hey, would you like to spend almost an hour thinking about something that really, really makes you feel bad? No thanks, but I promise if you stay with us, we're going to have a massive shift in your energy around money that's going to create miracles for you.
Yeah, and I really honor everyone that's showing up because, as you said, it is a very painful and uncomfortable topic. I want to start off by just hearing some stories about how tapping has helped other people change their financial situation.
So I've done this work with people all over the globe for the past 8 years, and I didn't really start by focusing on debt as one of the kinds of money that really triggers people, but it would come out the sides in a way. And so I remember this one time I was doing this workshop, and so everyone's there in person, and there was a guy there who really was stuck around setting a big outrageous goal, which is what we were doing, right? We wanted to use law of attraction and set a big goal and start taking action. And something kept getting in the way, and we weren't really getting to what it was. And finally, he just looked down at the floor standing in front of the room of 40 people, and he said, "The truth is, I have this massive amount of debt. And so when I look at that income goal, I just feel like I'm such a failure already. I'm never going to get there." And the whole room felt it. The whole room felt it. His whole energy, his whole physiology just shifted into such a sad defensive posture. And the first thing I said was, "Wow, thank you for sharing that. And how many other people feel the same way as him?" And then I told him to look around the room because the majority of the room had their hands raised. And in my mind, I'm thinking, note to self, Margaret, you know, this is a big issue. And so we started to dial in and work on all of the feelings and emotions that were coming up around people's debt. And you know what the number one feeling that comes up universally for people when they start talking about their debt or looking at it? It's the worst feeling that you could ever have blasting through your nervous system. It's shame, you know, shame and embarrassment. And because of that shame and embarrassment, he really could never move forward and actually change his financial picture. And he never spent any time dealing with the debt that he'd created. And so his story came out. You know, he was so dedicated to being a good dad and a good person when he got divorced that what he did as a man of pride and integrity was to say, I'm going to take on all of the debt in the divorce and put it all on my shoulders and be the good guy. And ever since that day, he was saddled with a tremendous amount of debt. And he looked back and was torn, you know, God, I was an idiot. Why did I do that to myself? I'm never going to get ahead. And so there's just so much pressure that I find men who are family men put on themselves when they have debt. And any person, you know, men and women, when they have debt, it triggers such a negative emotion.
Right.
And so as we tapped with him, within a span of minutes, all of that intensity about the past and about his debt was released. And suddenly I had this bright-eyed, energized man standing in front of the whole group who suddenly had a totally different level of resourcefulness, right? And so he kept in touch with me. And over the next 6 months, not only did he eliminate his debt, but he had put a down payment on a home. And over the next year,
amazing,
completely different, like a home for his children. He had been living in an apartment, paid off his debt. It's absolutely amazing. And I've heard versions of the story over and over and over over the years, and certainly since I put out the book, that is just like you have no idea the resourcefulness and the energy that you can bring to your financial situation when you shift the wall that you have inside right now around it.
That is such an inspiring story, Margaret. And what's interesting about this topic of debt and this idea of letting go of the stress is I feel like most people think that that's the last thing that they should do, that if they really care about changing a problem, that they should stress about it and feel this burden because they somehow feel like they deserve it, or they somehow feel like the only way that they're gonna make a change is by putting this heavy emotional weight on themselves. So when you are speaking to someone who's coming from that mentality, how do you begin to explain this mind, body, money connection and show them a different way of looking at this?
Well, the first thing is to really observe and actually start to question our habitual reactions, right? And so when most people think about their debt, and we're going to do an exercise in a minute where we're going to walk you through this, when they think about their debt, they feel shame and they often feel guilty. And sometimes there's an event in the past that they haven't forgiven themselves for, right? And so these things together, shame and guilt and I should have known better, I should have made a different decision, those things together always mean one thing. It means I don't really deserve anything good, because guilt says, you know, it's my fault. I didn't learn my lesson and I need to be punished still, or I haven't really been punished enough yet. And so sometimes when I point that out to people, that when they look at their debt and they feel like a failure or shame or guilty, what they're saying is, I really don't deserve, and I actually kind of deserve what I'm getting, and I deserve to feel this guilt. I deserve to suffer. I deserve to be stressed. And when I say that to people, they usually nod at me and go, yeah, Margaret, that sounds right. And so the aha moment is observe this, take stock in this, and observe what happens in your body when you're feeling those feelings and how that wall comes up over and over and over. And so if you were to go to work tomorrow, you bring your brilliant self, right? You don't have any of this baggage with you. You're working on projects. You're doing great. You're knocking things out of the park. Yet when it comes to our debt and our finances, we feel blocked because of all of this negative emotion. And so it's exactly this wall inside and all of these feelings that we're not aware of, but actually make us incredibly stuck and unresourceful when it comes to our finances. And of course, when we think about them, we think, well, it's how am I really going to change it? It's so overwhelming. because in that moment we're not resourceful. And this is so important to realize, you know, you shift into a more resourceful person when you let go of some of this guilt and shame and fear.
Right. Do you feel like when people do the tapping, they also release the pressure of having to know all of the answers? Because it seems to me that when it comes to the process of getting rid of this debt, like the gentleman that you mentioned, he made a lot of progress, but I'm sure the answer wasn't just one decision he made. It was probably the daily commitment to make a difference and to be able to really look at the problem face to face, not let it emotionally drain him, but actually feel empowered. So is it really important to have some kind of tapping practice or to approach this in a way where we can feel like we can be consistent with taking steps forward, even though we don't know all of the answers?
Yeah, absolutely. And what's funny about that particular story about that guy is what he would say to me when he would give me these check-ins was that dealing with his debt started to feel like planning a vacation. Like it was the same energy. He was like researching, he'd stay up late, he would find, you know, look at spreadsheets, he was coming up with new resources and ideas. He's like, it's fun, like researching where you're going to go on vacation, which was, you know, a big surprise, but you can see the change in energy. He's excited about the goal. And so he was curious, he was learning, he was reaching out to people instead of shrinking in shame and getting more isolated. He was reaching out and wanting to talk about it with experts. And so, yeah, to have a process of being open and curious and willing to see what else can I do? What could support me? Where could a miracle unfold for me? You know, where is there a resource I might already have? That's what I'm talking about. You become a completely different person in the process of tapping. And as you work towards a goal around your finances, which can include a goal around your debt, it becomes something exciting that you are, you know, enthusiastically doing and creating. And that's just an awesome place to be.
That's a huge shift from denial and shame.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so this is what I love about tapping. We're having this conversation. We logically know that it makes sense for us to begin to have emotional shifts to feel a little bit better so we can address our debt. Now, someone who has debt thinks this is a really great idea, but the reality of feeling a physical difference and feeling this emotional shift can seem very far-fetched, because they're still kind of ingrained in that fear and that overwhelm of looking at the bills and really looking at their situation. So what is the very first step that we can take to begin to address this challenge?
Yeah, I think that there's only so much talking about it you can do, or people are like,
right.
And you have to jump in and do it, right?
It's like when people say, I know what to do, but I'm just not doing it. That's when the tapping comes in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, the way we're going to get started now is really for you to get out a piece of paper and actually start to write down the number that you have of your debt. You know, what is that number? And if you're not quite sure, because you haven't been opening those letters, can't tell you how many people tell me that I haven't opened them in months or sometimes years. Take your best guess, because just looking at the number and getting clear about it, even if it's a guesstimate, starts the process of shifting your energy, really, shifting your energy, because avoiding is like a vacuum.
Yes, and that tends to be very common around this topic.
100%. And again, why wouldn't you avoid something that makes you feel awful, makes you feel ashamed, embarrassed, reminds you that you failed or got betrayed at one time in your life? Like, why wouldn't you avoid that? You'd be crazy to put a lot of time and energy and focus on it. And that's the mind-body-money connection. You know, that's the inner stuff. When we shift the inner stuff, your outer actions will be able to shift in a way that is much more open and inspired and powerful.
It reminds me of my favorite quote from Brad Yates when he says, self-sabotage is simply misguided self-love. And I'm happy that you're bringing this up, because the idea of beating yourself up for the way that you're acting is not effective, but actually understanding that the reason you've been avoiding the debt is because there's a part of you that doesn't feel like it's safe to take an honest look at it. So here we are, we're going to make it a safe environment.
Yeah, absolutely. And around the issue of shame, whether it's from debt or something else in the past that you feel like I haven't forgiven myself for, because when it comes to debt, people often have an old story, something that created the debt where they say, I actually haven't forgiven myself from that. I don't deserve to forgive myself or someone else, right? So there's often a lot of feeling of unforgiven around debt. Mm. And, you know, when you think about that, I've had people say to me, Margaret, the very reason I didn't start tapping on this was because I didn't feel like I deserved to let it go and forgive myself and move on, because I knew that's what would happen if I started tapping on it. Yeah. And so we want to get you started. And that's why we're going to actually lead you through this process.
Okay. So we have our pen and paper. What do we do?
Yeah. So write down the total amount of your debt. If your mortgage feels okay to you, like that feels like good debt, right? For some people, they look at mortgage as good debt, then you can leave that out. But I want you to really focus on what the debt that feels bad to you that's sitting there. Maybe it's a debt from a mistake or some kind of a business gone bad or just credit card debt. So really focus on debt that makes you feel yucky when you lay in bed at night, and put that number down on the page. And then I actually want you to say it out loud, you know, look at the number and say, this is my debt. And then say the number out loud. And as you say it, I want you to pay attention to the feelings and the raw sensations that arise when you speak that number. Just notice how that feels. And I want you to guess, if you were to sit here in this moment and really keep looking at it and really keep saying it, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how high would the feelings coming up right now get? And sometimes people say to me, Margaret, it's a 5 right now, but if I keep sitting with this, it's going to be a 10, right? And that can be fear mixed with shame, mixed with words like what you're going to fill in next. So as you look at it, I want you to finish this sentence because this reveals another piece of it. So here's the sentence. This debt means I'm, fill in the blank. This means I'm, and just fill in the blank.
What are some answers that are very common?
Well, the way that people fill in the blank on this is some of the darkest stuff you can ever hear someone say. Or this is when you hear people say, I'm an idiot, I'm a failure, or nothing I do ever matters, or something about the world, you know, like I can never get ahead, the world is unfair, you know, people betray you. And so when you fill in this sentence, this is a big aha moment for you. So when you think about the feelings and the sensations that came up, and often people say shame, embarrassment, anxiety, or the feeling of failure, which is truly a piece of the feeling of shame. And then you look at this sentence, this means I'm. I want everyone to just take a breath and have an aha moment that when you think about, or you are reminded of your debt, this is what happens inside of you. There's a blast of negative emotion, and this phrase pops into your head. And so just another level of taking stock. Do you see why you haven't spent a lot of time focusing on your debt? You know, so just give yourself that little bit of like, okay, I'm going to let myself off the hook a little bit because it's painful. But I want you to, even before we start tapping, just look at a different perspective. Energetically, debt means someone has lent you credit. It is you being lent credit by a third party. And so when you think about this energy, the form of money coming into your life, which is actually credit, it triggers a lot of negative emotions. And so for you law of attraction people, think about that, right? It's another level of saying, wow, when I think about any kind of money, I have a really negative vibration. And in general, when we think about, wow, someone, me being credit worthy and someone lending me credit, I want to feel great about that, right? So it's another sort of subtle thing around shifting this energy. So as you look at these emotions coming up, you know, again, my first thing is just have an aha moment. Like, this is your wiring right now. It's not resourceful. It's not supporting you. You don't deserve to be punished anymore. Because I want you to think back about all of the years that have gone by since you've had this debt and how many times you've said this sentence to yourself. Do you really need to keep punishing yourself? Or is it time to move on? And with that energy, I want to come into the tapping.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we're going to start tapping, and I'm going to walk through the tapping points, starting with the eyebrow point, and I'm actually going to skip the whole karate chop point setup, because when people are feeling it, sometimes in tapping, we just jump right in. Is that okay?
Yeah, we'll jump right in. Perfect.
Okay, so eyebrow point. There's my debt.
There's my debt.
Inside of the eye. It does not feel good.
It does not feel good.
And under the eye. And I'm feeling it.
And I'm feeling it.
Under the nose. The shame.
The shame.
And the chin point. The failure.
The failure.
Collarbone point. I've really failed.
I've really failed.
And under the arm. There it is in black and white.
There it is in black and white.
On top of the head. All of this feeling.
All of this feeling.
It is so dark.
It is so dark.
So heavy.
So heavy.
An eyebrow point. There's my debt.
There's my debt.
Side of the eye. I don't want to look at it.
I don't want to look at it.
It's painful.
It's painful.
Under the eye. I don't want to think about it.
I don't want to think about it.
It reminds me.
It reminds me.
Under the nose of something painful.
Of something painful.
I'm failing.
I'm failing.
I'm not enough.
I'm not enough.
Chin point. What I do isn't enough.
What I do isn't enough.
And it's always the same.
And it's always the same.
Collarbone point. It's all of this feeling.
It's all of this feeling.
So heavy.
So heavy.
Under the arm, all of this fear and sadness.
All of this fear and sadness.
And it feels like it's all my fault.
And it feels like it's all my fault.
I mean, isn't it?
I mean, isn't it?
Top of the head, all this debt.
All of this debt.
All my fault.
All my fault.
Eyebrow point, I honor my feelings.
I honor my feelings.
Side of the eye, I'm just going to honor my feelings.
I'm just going to honor my feelings.
Under the eye, this is really heavy.
This is really heavy.
I'm breathing light into it.
I'm breathing light into it.
Under the nose, all this old shame.
All of this old shame.
Chin point, unforgiven shame.
Unforgiven shame.
Collarbone point, unforgiven debt.
Unforgiven debt.
Shameful debt.
Shameful debt.
Under the arm, I'm breathing light into it.
I'm breathing light into it.
It's time for a change.
It's time for a change.
I've been punished enough.
I've been punished enough.
And take a breath. And that's when, you know, for some people, they would want to keep tapping through that, you know, tap through that multiple times. And if you want to, you know, on the recordings, you can tap through this again. If you jump in and get the summit, you can tap through this again. And on your second or third time through tapping, if it's still intense, it's always okay to shift the words, right, to words that resonate even more. But we wanted to at least address all of that and show you that's how honestly we voice the emotions that come up when it comes to debt. The best way to do it is that honestly.
What would you say to someone who's covered in tears right now, where a lot of emotions came up and they feel like they're really in it? Does that mean that there's something wrong?
Well, this is what happens when we've avoided something for a long time, right? We never really sit with it. And so just know that this is a healing moment. This isn't about making you feel bad and suffer. Tapping is a clearing technique, right? And so we're trying to find this negative feeling and the nervous system component of it, because your feelings are like blasting through your nervous system. And we release them when we voice and we tap, right? That's what tapping is proven to do. So I would say it's okay to keep tapping while we're talking right now. Grab a couple of the tapping points with both hands and keep tapping with the intention of I'm honoring and releasing all of this heaviness.
I want to talk about this honoring and releasing, because for those who do follow the law of attraction, they often hesitate with giving these feelings a voice. They're scared that if you say how you feel, you're just going to attract more of it. Why is it so important to have this honest conversation and actually honor where we are?
Yeah, I mean, and we want to respect that, you know, tapping wasn't as full and around, and, you know, for many, many years, when people were learning law of attraction and positive thinking and even psychology. And so we didn't really have a good way to deal with really powerful negative emotion that blasts through the nervous system. The only way was to sort of do some mental gymnastics, right? And if something's not that big of a deal, you can actually, you know, use positive thinking or affirmations and we'll shift it. But when something is this powerful, it's like trying to move a mountain with a feather, you know? And so with tapping, it is a technique that has been proven over and over and over to work the same way. When we voice these strong, powerful things, they get lighter and lighter and lighter.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for taking us through that tapping experience. Where do we go from here?
Well, when we have that first round and we start to feel a little more calm, it's good to start to shift into a different who am I energy. Because when people fill in that sentence that says, this debt means I'm, it often says something super negative about themselves or what they've done or who they are. And so we actually want to start shifting that. And so I want everyone to look at their debt again. Just look at the number. It hasn't changed magically, right? However, notice how it feels when you look at the debt now, okay? And it's interesting that people find even after that one round, it's like, it just feels a lot more neutral is what they always say to me, right? And it's like, oh my gosh, if you go from feeling a blast of shame and sadness and frustration to even neutral, that is like a massive change. But we can go better than neutral, right? So I just want you to look at the debt again and just kind of say, you know, this is the number, this is my debt. And I'm going to ask you first, is it your intention to repay the debt? Is it your intention to pay off this debt? You know, not everyone has that intention, right? But we often find people who are doing this kind of personal development work, they're people of very high integrity. And I can't believe how people forget that about themselves. Okay. So we're going to start tapping again on the eyebrow point.
Okay.
There's my debt.
There's my debt.
It hasn't changed.
It hasn't changed.
Inside of the eye. It feels a little more calm.
It feels a little more calm.
I mean, I don't like it.
I mean, I don't like it.
But it is what it is.
But it is what it is.
Under the eye, I honor all the shame I've had about it.
I honor all the shame I had about it.
Under the nose, and how hard I've been on myself.
And how hard I've been on myself.
I totally get it.
I totally get it.
I'm really hard on myself about this.
I'm really hard on myself about this.
And chin point. And I honor all the stories.
And I honor all the stories.
Things that happened.
Things that happened.
Collarbone point. That led to this debt.
That led to this debt.
Some of them I have let go of.
Some of them I've let go of.
And some of them still hurt.
And some of them still hurt.
Under the arm. I honor how this debt came to be.
I honor how this debt came to be.
And my role in it.
And my role in it.
But it's time to move forward.
But it's time to move forward.
Top of the head. The truth is.
The truth is.
I'm a person of high integrity.
I am a person of high integrity.
Eyebrow point. I really want to repay this debt.
I really want to repay this debt.
I want to eliminate it.
I want to eliminate it.
And that means repay it.
And that means repay it.
Side of the eye. I'm a person of integrity.
I'm a person of integrity.
Not everyone has that intention.
Not everyone has that intention.
Under the eye. And I feel good about that.
And I feel good about that.
Under the nose. I love the idea of having fabulous credit.
I love the idea of having fabulous credit.
Of being able to get credit when I need it.
Of being able to get credit when I need it.
Chin point. And I'm grateful I have this line of credit.
And I'm grateful I have this line of credit.
Collarbone point. And I'm proud of my goal to repay it.
And I'm proud of my goal to repay it.
Under the arm. So I'm now open to being supported in that goal.
So I'm now open to being supported in that goal.
I'm open to this being easier than I thought.
I'm open to this being easier than I thought.
Top of the head. I'm actually a really smart person.
I'm actually a really smart person.
And there's lots of ways I can figure this out.
And there are lots of ways I can figure this out.
Eyebrow point. So I'm open to that.
So I'm open to that.
Side of the eye. I'm open to resources and people helping me.
I'm open to resources and people helping me.
Under the eye. I'm open to having an idea in the shower about this.
I'm open to having an idea in the shower about this.
Under the nose. I am open.
I am open.
To the entire universe supporting my repayment.
To the entire universe supporting my repayment.
Chin point. I'm open to it happening quickly.
I'm open to it happening quickly.
So quickly, I'm amazed.
So quickly, I'm amazed.
Collarbone point. That sounds really fun.
That sounds really fun.
I have no idea how that could happen.
I have no idea how that could happen.
Under the arm, but I am open to it.
But I am open to it.
Top of the head, I honor my integrity and character.
I honor my integrity and character.
And I honor this debt as it disappears.
And I honor this debt as it disappears.
Okay, and take a nice deep breath. I have to say, lots of people tell me they have ideas in the shower. So
I have a lot of ideas in the shower and when I'm tapping and when I'm going for a walk. It just shows the power of relaxing.
And you know what? The reason why I put that in there is because when you say the words, I am open to having an idea around this, one will literally show up. It will wake you up in the middle of the night. It will appear in your head when you're walking is another big space. Your mind is like open to having ideas. But by simply saying, I am open to resources, I am open to people supporting me because as a person of integrity, this is a goal that I have, right? That's when I find it's like weird stuff happens, right?
It sounds a little bit woo-woo when we hear some of these stories, but I think it's because we're just open to seeing opportunities that were always there. And then sometimes they are just really weird.
It is. People will say, I literally went out to the mailbox the next day and there was like a check that I didn't expect to get from an inheritance that was in like probate. You're like, what? And it was like paid off half of my debt in one shot. And, you know, and sometimes I wonder, well, maybe if that person was still in that avoidance and self-punishing around the debt, maybe they would have taken that money and done something else with it. But now it shows up in this energy and it feeds this exciting, beautiful, snowballing feeling of their goal happening, which is super cool. Super cool.
It really is.
I get really excited about it.
It is so exciting. People are taking their life back and they're enjoying the process. That's what I think is so great about this work is that we don't need to suffer in order to achieve. Absolutely. I think that's an old, outdated belief.
Yeah, it starts within you. And so as soon as you shift into enthusiasm, the whole world will shift with you. And when you work on something, as like, again, as many people do when they go to work, they're like, I'm a different person at work. You wouldn't believe how many CPAs and financial advisors and bankers have this exact massive issue in their debt, and they're advising people all day financially. Because when they advise people at work, they don't have this inner shame that they have in their own finances. So it's not isolated to people who aren't smart with finances. It truly isn't. It cuts across all demographics. It cuts across all people of all income levels. And so we're sort of in this together, but the common thing is that the heavy negative emotions and the self-punishment has to go. You cannot keep that and move forward.
Absolutely. I'm enjoying this tapping. It's incredibly powerful. I'd love to keep going. What are some other aspects or another process that we can do with the tapping?
Well, with debt, because it's something that is actually materialized in your life, right? It's actually is dollars and cents sitting out there in space right now. It's real. You've manifested it. It means that you have to go from doing this inner shift into action, right? And so in the actual world, the way it happens is your inner shift creates new actions and new activities and new focus and a new, focus always creates more action. That's what actually makes the debt go away, right? Yes, sometimes things fall in your lap, and we hear a lot of those crazy stories. But in general, to consistently clear the debt, just like to consistently make more money, it's going to have to come into your actions. So to shift from debt into the whole, like then you have neutral, like now I have zero debt. Then you have the whole other side, which is shifting into wealth and creating wealth, even if that simply means for now, a savings account, right? Which is sort of the opposite of debt. It's like, I feel safe and secure and supported, right? That means you have to shift into someone you may have never, ever been your entire life up until now, which is think of yourself as a good money manager, right? And it's like,
well, I can imagine many people go, oh, I can't do any of these things until I get rid of the debt.
Yeah. And that's, you stepping into the energy and the openness of growing into a good money manager starts right now. So it's like, everyone take a breath, feel that little challenge I just threw down and go inside yourself and ask, am I open in this moment to saying, I'm open to growing myself into a better money manager, because that is what your life is calling you to do if money is a problem for you, right? And I don't care how spiritual you are or selfless you are, you also are being called, if your money is a calling right now, to step into being a good money manager, because that supports you being secure and strong and powerful in your life, then go inside and see if that feels okay, because that's what we're going to go do next, right? It's like, don't leave the summit now. Don't turn it off, right? This is where stuff gets good. And it doesn't mean that you have to like read a million books and become an expert overnight. It's a process. It starts just by being open. So the next tapping I want to do is actually to sort of bring that energy together.
Okay, yes, please, let's do it.
Okay, because the number one thing that people will say when they're dealing with debt and stuff is they'll go, I'm an idiot with money, right? And we really want to shift that. Okay. So eyebrow point. The fact that I created this debt.
Lets me often say I'm bad with money.
And I say that a lot. Under the eye.
I'm a terrible money manager.
There's evidence everywhere. Under the nose. But the truth is, I'm pretty smart.
But the truth is, I'm pretty smart.
Chin point. I've learned a lot of new things in my life.
I've learned a lot of new things in my life.
And this actually is not rocket science.
And this actually is not rocket science.
Collarbone point. It seems my life is calling me.
It seems my life is calling me.
To become a better money manager.
To become a better money manager.
Under the arm, I don't think of myself that way.
I don't think of myself that way.
But I'm open to it.
But I'm open to it.
Top of the head, I don't know what that would look like.
I don't know what that would look like.
But I'm open to it.
But I'm open to it.
Eyebrow point, I'm open to learning what I need to learn.
I'm open to learning what I need to learn.
Side of the eye, to be a better money manager.
To be a better money manager.
Under the eye, I'm open for it to be easier than I think.
I'm open to it being easier than I think.
Being a better money manager.
Being a better money manager.
Under the nose, I'm open to learning whatever I need to learn.
I'm open to learning whatever I need to learn.
And finding people who will advise and teach me.
And finding people who will advise and teach me.
Chin point, because that makes it sound easy.
Because that makes it sound easy.
Collarbone point, I'm committing to put my focus and energy on this.
I'm committing to put my focus and energy on this.
Wow, that's a big statement.
Wow, that's a big statement.
But it feels right.
But it feels right.
Under the eye, putting my focus and intention.
Putting my focus and intention.
On being a better money manager.
On being a better money manager.
Maybe $1 million money manager.
Maybe $1 million money manager.
I don't know what that would be like.
I don't know what that would be like.
Top of the head, but I am open to it.
But I am open to it.
My mind will support me every step of the way.
My mind will support me every step of the way.
Managing my own money.
Managing my own money.
Like an empowered money manager.
Like an empowered money manager.
That feels good.
That feels good.
Okay, and take a breath. And so, you know, that tapping is less about really voicing deep emotion. And as you hear, it starts to shift when we come to the other side of an issue into being a little bit more of an affirmation about what we want and being open to being supported, right? Mm-hmm. And so when we there's something specific that we want, and when it comes to money, there's no real way to skate out of this part of it.
Right.
You need to be willing to look at what money represents in your life, because it represents many things. It's also kind of metaphorical for your empowerment, right? And so you need to be willing to put some focus and energy and attention, becoming the best money manager that you can be, to becoming savvier around money, or at least having advisors help and support you. Mm-hmm. And when you have that energy, you are going to feel fantastic. And this is like the other part of the shift. It's like people in a day of looking at their finances and making decisions and putting together a plan, people leave that activity and they feel like $1 million, even though they're like, wow, like the plan hasn't even been enacted yet. And I feel empowered and I feel smart and I feel savvy. And that is an incredible energy. Can I tell you one last thing about the story we started with?
Yes, please.
One of the other, I keep remembering pieces of it. One of the other funny things that this guy would do was it became a game to go pay off, like he'd go to the money machine and like transfer funds or deposit a check and put it on the loan. And then he would come home and the kids and him would log on online and look at the number and look at the debt getting lower, right? And so totally opposite of avoiding the debt, it becomes this exciting thing where every time he went online and looked at that number, he felt I'm awesome. I'm a great money manager and I'm teaching my kids something great too. And that's just such a great example of how the energy shifts.
And this shows as well as you could be reading all of these different books and getting different advice on how to manage your money. But if you are just so overwhelmed and you feel like you're not good enough, you're not going to apply it and it's not enjoyable. So what I love about this tapping is you're not saying, oh, just tap and, you know, suddenly everything will be okay. You're saying you are going to empower yourself in a way that this becomes an incredible experience.
Yeah, something has to happen after the tapping. This is where personal development, inner transformation hits the real world, and we actually start taking action with that new energy. When it comes to the dollars and cents reality of the money, how your money is right now, it needs to also be dealt with in an action-oriented way in the real world, right? It's like woo-woo married with actionable steps.
Right, right. And when you're open, you're able to learn. The challenge is when you begin to learn something new, you're not a pro at it. You know, you're kind of learning and you're figuring out what works and what doesn't work. And if you always have this inner critic that criticizes you over every single mistake, you're going to take one step, maybe it doesn't work out, and then you'll stop. But if you are open, then you have the ability to take that one step. And if it doesn't work out, you can look at that and go, what can I do different? Or this is exciting. That didn't work. So I can take that off and I can focus on something else.
Yeah. And that's like, I keep using the metaphor of work. That's how people tend to be when they encounter a challenge at work in a project that they're working on. They're like, okay, well, let me try something else. Right. And so when it comes to your money and the issues that you have in your money, you know, one of the things I say to people a lot is be willing to focus and be relentless. You know, if money is an area that you really want to shift, and you probably wouldn't be listening to this one if you didn't really want to shift it, like it's causing you pain and it's keeping you up at night, and you'd rather, on the other hand, have fabulous money in your life, then be willing to leave no stone unturned. Be relentless when it comes to clearing out your blocks to wealth, to clearing out, when you hear the inner critic saying, you're an idiot, it's never going to happen, I want you to stop in that moment and stamp your foot and go, well, you know what? That's not helping me. I'm going to relentlessly take action and figure out what I need to do around my money. So whether it's clearing out actions or asking more questions, finding more experts, trying more things, be relentless, because when you take that much energy and enthusiasm and courage towards something in your life, this is where you see people going from such a massive shift. You know, I have been doing money work for 8 years. And if I find that I have a resistance to something on a scale of 1 to 10 at a 2, I tap on it because I want to be relentless in clearing out anything that's going to stop me, because I don't have time for fear. You know, I don't have time to be stuck. I want to expand and I want to earn well. And so I am relentless at going after things, and I'm so much more willing to ask questions than I used to be. Right.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I know that people are listening now, and there are many people who feel incredibly inspired. They feel this new drive that they didn't have before. But let's fast forward a week from now. Someone has been making great progress, and they suddenly come across another block. They feel like they're going back to that old pattern. When they catch themselves, you know, you just said, stamp your foot, say, this fear is not helping me. But from that place, when they're by themselves, they don't have you to lead them through the tapping, what do you recommend they do?
Well, my thing is that, you know, the easiest way to do tapping on your own is to simply start tapping. And you can start tapping on any of the tapping points, one hand, two hands, any of them. Just start tapping and start voicing whatever is going on with you, right? And so if you start to notice that you're in a negative place and you hear yourself saying, I'm such an idiot, I'm such an idiot, I'm such an idiot, I actually want you to tap and say that out loud and voice it and voice it and voice it and voice it, because you know why? It will finally relent and release, and you'll finally shift out of that voice. Don't even fight it. Just start tapping. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. And after a while, I find myself saying, yeah, 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 I've heard it all before. And then I move on with what it is I want to do. So sometimes it might just be fear, like, oh my gosh, you know, what if this happens? What if it gets worse? Just voice whatever it is. And when you feel calmer, this is what you do. So take a breath, notice if you feel calmer, and then ask yourself this question, what do I want? What do I really want? And that's going to give you a more clear answer and put you back in the energy and the enthusiasm of going for what you really want instead of spiraling down from that inner critic or that fear.
That's great advice. Thank you. So as we're wrapping up here, any other important points that you feel like you want to leave us with?
Well, you know, eventually, you know, debt repayment is a piece of it. And when I look at the whole financial picture for people, I always encourage people to start setting goals. So setting, you know, eliminating your debt is a really big goal. And you want to celebrate, just like that dad was doing. Go on the, you know, he'd go on the computer and he'd celebrate, woohoo, you know, another $500 knocked off the
top. Celebrate progress, not just the end.
Yeah, celebrate the progress every step of the way. It's so important. And then be willing to, you know, take the next step, which is set a goal for financial solvency, even if it's like 6 months living expenses in the bank or something like that. Set goals for yourself that you can get excited and can start to focus your money management activities. Otherwise, we tend to just sort of like randomly spend and not really think about our bigger goals. So set a goal and then let your new money management activities and skills really rally around that goal. But so important to celebrate the progress. It's like if you put $1 in your new savings account, celebrate like you cured cancer. Celebrate. Because the celebration is what's going to have you continuing towards that goal, right?
Yes.
Continuing.
That's a great piece of advice. We talked a little bit about affirmations, and you talk about once you let go of some of that heavy, that emotional heaviness, you want to actually move towards another feeling and feeling empowered. What are some of your favorite moving towards statements, your favorite affirmations when you tap around money?
Well, it's funny because, I went through engineering school, so I had lots and lots of levels of calculus. Yet if you put a dollar sign next to a number, I would panic and freeze, right? My CPA is my brother-in-law, and I would go like completely afraid and embarrassed, and I'd tap and be like, what is wrong with me? And I realized, you know, I don't have any models around that, and I never thought of myself as a competent money manager. I thought, well, I'm not good with money. I'm not good with money. And so what I find is most people, the affirmation that they love, which is one that I love, is so wildly different from where they began, which is, I'm an awesome money manager. Like, money is flowing to me because I'm a great money manager. I can handle it. I know what to do with it. I'm savvy. And so having an affirmation around, you know, I am an awesome money manager. I'm empowered. I am savvy. Right. For some reason, to me, feels so good. And it's a little more concrete than just some of the affirmations people have, like money is manifesting and money is showing up. It's sort of like if the universe knows that you can handle $1 million, it's going to be, you know, to get woo-woo about it, maybe the universe is much more willing to send you $1 million, right? And so to me, the idea of having an additional affirmation around being a great money manager, like, play with it. It's fun, and it will actually encourage you to be even more thoughtful and more savvy.
Yes. I really hope people come back to this interview again and again and do the tapping and just notice the shift from the beginning of our time together, which was all about that shame and that overwhelm, to now moving towards this feeling of empowered and being savvy and creative and a great money manager. When we begin to change our internal environment, the shifts we see in the external world are just incredible. So I want to thank you so much for taking us on this journey. I'm so appreciative. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jessica.